Welcome to our webinar today on long COVID. I'm Dr. Helen Burstyn, the CEO of the Council of Medical Specialty Societies, a coalition of 55 medical specialty societies working together to share expertise and improve care for all. We are really invested in ensuring that patients and physicians have what they need to take optimal care of their patients. This project is part of a long COVID education, engagement, and care management initiative that was supported by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Dr. Anita Chopra to engage in a brief discussion aimed at primary care general internists. Dr. Chopra is an internist and a faculty member at the University of Washington School of Medicine in Seattle. She is also the lead physician at the UW Long COVID Clinic and a passionate advocate for provider education and community engagement. So, turning to you, Dr. Chopra, let's get started. Can you tell me a
Thank you.
bit more about the definition of long COVID and how prevalent it is in the United States?
Thank you for having me, Helen. And last year in 2024, the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine came out with the official definition for long COVID, and they define it as an infection-associated chronic condition that occurs after the acute SARS-CoV-2 infection, and the symptoms persist for at least 3 months, either as a continuous, relapsing, remitting, or progressive disease state. And this state can affect one or more different organ systems. This is a universally accepted definition that we use now. And talking about the prevalence, the CDC estimates that 6.9% of adult Americans have had long COVID, which brings the number to more than 20 million of American adults, which is quite a staggering number.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Thank you for that, Anita. And considering the breadth of what the average internal medicine doc's work is like, particularly in primary care, what's the most compelling reason, besides just those numbers you've shared, for a primary care physician to prioritize long COVID among the, myriad other issues that they face in practice?
Helen, as primary care physicians, and especially as internists, we see the patient as a whole. We are trained to manage complex diagnoses, use systems, interdisciplinary thinking, and provide longitudinal care. Managing these complex illnesses and integrating multi-system care is what we do. And long COVID is precisely such a condition. It spans multiple organ systems. It presents with highly variable symptoms and clusters, and often overlaps with comorbidities. So it's really important for us internists to connect these dots in this very important infection-associated chronic conditions. And if, as internists, we do not engage meaningfully with long COVID, patients will fall through the cracks, or their care will be fragmented across subspecialties.
Right, because a lot of these patients will wind up, given the multiplicity of organ systems engaged, seeing multiple specialists, and the ability of having the primary care doc as the navigator is so important. What are the key patient populations that you think would be most affected or really benefit from having greater education and focus among internists on long COVID?
Studies have shown that the populations that are most impacted by long COVID are women, Hispanic, and Black populations. Patients who have had severe acute COVID-19 illness landing in the hospital or ICU, and patients who had multiple comorbid conditions like asthma, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, or obesity. Patients who did not get COVID-19 vaccine. Also, taking into account patients who often face barriers to care, such as people with disabilities, uninsured, underrepresented minority populations, they may be disproportionately affected by long COVID due to the social determinants of health. So these are the individuals who would benefit a lot from early recognition and management by primary care physicians. And this translates into the importance of empowering and educating and raising awareness about long COVID amongst primary care physicians.
Right, because the first step in that pathway is we have to recognize it. when we see a patient and begin to go down that diagnostic pathway. But as you know very well, with all the time constraints that internal medicine already faces on a daily basis in terms of patients and paperwork and all the rest of it, why shouldn't primary care internists, general internists just refer patients with long COVID to subspecialists rather than trying to figure out how to kind of help go down that pathway with them?
It is not always very feasible to refer these patients to specialists, although in reality, in practical life, they do end up having multiple ER visits, urgent care visits, seeing different specialties for whom they wait for months and months. The long COVID patients will have symptoms that fluctuate over time. They are not consistent. So referring them is not always the best option. Also, if they are referred, the specialists are often overwhelmed. They don't have the time, and by the time these patients see them, the patterns of their symptoms may have changed. The other thing is that the bulk of these patients and their symptoms, their care can be managed by internists and primary care physicians in the clinic. The important thing for these patients is to rule out other severe conditions which may be masking their symptoms. Managing their clusters symptomatically, including, of course, the specialists, physical therapists, speech therapists, etc., when we need them. But the most important thing is early intervention, and that intervention is possible in the primary care's office. The other important tool and powerful tool that we have is our longitudinal relationship with these patients. As their primary care physicians, we have that bond with them already, that relationship of trust established, and we know about their social determinants of health, their access to care. So it is easier for us to deliver this care. Also, as primary care physicians, we can ensure equitable access that always may not be possible for every patient. Access to specialists can be difficult and challenging for some patients. However, their primary care physician is always that trusted source that they can go to. And I think there's the lot that we can do before we seek the help of specialists.
I agree completely. And I think just want to emphasize the trust element. That is such an important piece of the puzzle here, particularly for patients with long COVID who oftentimes have not had great interactions in our healthcare system. And so having that trusted home of a primary care general internist is critical here. Well, Dr. Chopra, thank you so much. We're really delighted that we will be providing more information and resources that will be available at the CMSS website at cmss.org. And thank you for your time today.